My name is Matt McGinley. I'm a music composer. I entered the music industry, I guess, over 15 years ago as the drummer of the band Gym Class Heroes. We won a 2007 Teen Choice Award, which yes. I know many musicians really aspire to. So I have that to carry me through my 30s.
Attention, this is a Teen Choice 2007 Hot Star Alert.
Nowadays, Matt's a contributing music producer for hit radio shows and podcasts like This American Life, Serial, Nice White Parents, and S-Town. Suffice to say, he produces a lot of music, and it adds to the incredible amount of music that already exists in the world. By Google's count, there's between 97 and 230 million songs in the world. It makes you wonder, haven't all the possible songs been written by now? I'm Doug Fraser, and this is Curious State.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members, because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At least in the Western side of things, you've got about 12 notes, right? And given that limited number to choose from, haven't all the possible songs been written by now?
You know, I think that they have. In a very technical sense, I think they must have. Yeah, you've got 12 notes in an octave. You can take each note and you can voice it up. You can pitch it up or you can voice it down. You can combine one note with another note and make a chord or a harmony. You can work within that, but there's still only 12 notes. And, you know, I'm no mathematician, but I feel like all the permutations or the possible permutations of what those 12 notes can do, it must have been exhausted by now.
So what are some ways that you as a musician get around that limitation? Like, for example, sampling. What is that?
So sampling is basically taking existing pieces and chopping them up and reinterpreting them. There's a million different ways that you can look at sampling, but as long as I've been a fan of music, I've been fascinated by sampling.
Matt and his Gym Class Heroes bandmates sampled a song on one of their major hits.
And we found a copy of Supertramp's Breakfast in America, and we basically just were writing music in tandem with listening to that album. And every time we would get to the end of the chorus, Cy One, who is a DJ producer, would just cut the record and we would sort of fill in the blanks as a band. And then after we would do that for 16 bars, he would drop the chorus again and we'd play along. Breakfast in America, that song turned into Cupid's Chokehold.
But Matt knew next to nothing about how clearance rights for sampling actually worked.
We were just writing that in a friend's bedroom. You know, we definitely didn't have like the team or the infrastructure at the time to sort of negotiate how that all worked.
So they carried on with a shared philosophy. Better to ask for forgiveness than seek permission.
Did you wind up in any legal trouble from sampling?
I don't feel like we wound up in legal trouble, but I somehow feel like we had to both ask for forgiveness and ask for permission. There was a really like awkward phone conversation that I had to have for some reason with Roger Hodgson.
He's the singer and songwriter from Supertramp.
I had to get on the phone with his assistant.
Hello.
And listen to his views on what we had done with his song. And it was definitely super awkward, and it was also super apparent that like he didn't get it. He didn't get sampling. And for some reason I remember this as the example he used, but our song would come on in Target and people would think that it was him or vice versa. I honestly it just felt to me like it was a perfect misunderstanding of the idea of sampling and sort of using existing music to create new music. I'm glad that we were able to release the song, but it didn't feel like a happy sort of collaborative kind of thing like it could have been. So what are you gonna do?
So we've got sampling as one way to get around the constraints of creating new music with the help of old. You've also got referencing.
Referencing is basically when you're writing a song or when you're mixing a song, you might be referencing an existing song in some way. You know, you want to make an instrument sound like an instrument in, you know, a specific song. Or just tonally, like on a mix level, you want your, you know, song to punch like another song or hit like another song does. And so I find references to be incredibly helpful, especially when you're speaking with people that might not even be musicians, you know. And so for them, like they don't have the same vocabulary that a producer might use. And so being able to just show you, say, here, I like this, that's incredibly helpful.
There's also a way a note is played that can set it apart. For example, your C major may sound different than my C major.
I'm wondering, how is that possible? Is that like a potato-potato situation where it's the same word, but you're just pronouncing it differently?
I mean, I think it's 100% a potato-potato situation. It's like, I think there's a number of different factors that influence how a music note sounds. And pitch is just one of those things. So if I played a C on a keyboard, thunk, and then you played a C, boom, they're just different. You know, we might strike the keys in different ways. And so I think that's an example of articulation, like how different people articulate. There's all of these different factors that create uniqueness.
Technology can provide a helping hand in making new music. Sometimes Matt uses an app called Script Editor.
It's like if you ever are on your Mac computer and you open up Terminal, it looks like something that hackers would use. It's very like kind of intimidating, but you can use the Script Editor to create randomness in your composition. And so if you can randomly generate an idea, there's a better possibility for discovery.
There are so many ways to create new music. You can sample or reference old tunes. You can use different techniques for playing an instrument or create a new instrument altogether. You can even call on technology as a creative sidekick. And then there's the granddaddy of them all, cover songs. And there's one in particular that's considered by many to be the greatest cover song of all time.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
I was thinking about the way Trent Reznor sings Nine Inch Nails Hurt versus the way that Johnny Cash sings Nine Inch Nails Hurt. There's a brittleness. And then when you hear Trent do it, it's a different thing. There's like a creepiness.
And you could have it all.
Legendary music producer Rick Rubin, who insisted Johnny try covering the song, shares Matt's thoughts and adds a painful insight that separates the same lyrics sung by two different artists.
When you're 20 years old talking about regret, it's heartbreaking, but it's heartbreaking in a different way because you have your whole life to figure it out. When you're looking back over your life at the end of your life with regret, it's brutal.
Trent Reznor, who wrote and performed the original song for his band Nine Inch Nails, fell in love with Johnny Cash's cover.
It was a very conscious reminder of what a beautiful medium music is. You know, how transcendent and important and just human. I needed that at that time.
Do you ever feel like you're just going to be repeating yourself? Like you've reached the end of the possibility of all of the songs that you could write?
I do. I think about that a lot. And like, I don't really fight the idea that I'm going to repeat myself. I feel like it's inevitable, especially with the quantity of music that I'm putting out. But I'm somehow okay with it. I love making music and I love enjoying music. And I think that those things sort of feed one another, especially with the sort of idea that nothing is original and that, you know, creative work builds upon what's come before, you know? And so when I'm listening to music, I'm listening to appreciate and also to hear something that might make me go, oh, that's cool. What if I tried that like this? You know, it's kind of like that 1+1=3 concept where it's like you could take one thing and take another thing and then get something like entirely new as a result.
Let's say all the songs haven't been written, but what if there comes a day they have? It won't be the end of music. It'll be a whole new chapter, because with each new rendition of a song, more possibilities unfold. Familiar words are flipped over, revealing new expressions beneath, another sorrow or elation or ennui colored by their own life story. Limitations provide artists with something to push against, and if they keep pushing, they may find old doors hiding new treasures. To learn more about Matt McGinley and hear some of his music, visit smalltalkmusic.com. For more information about the show and where you can find us across the internet, check out our show notes or visit quickanddirtytips.com. Special thanks to the Quick and Dirty Tips team, Adam Cecil, our audience development and podcast manager, Morgan Christensen, podcast and advertising operations specialist, Holly Hutchings, our digital operations specialist, Davina Tomlin, marketing and publicity assistant, and our intern, Cameron Lacey. Curious State is hosted and produced by me, Doug Frazier, for the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, which is a division of Macmillan Publishers, in partnership with Mignon Fogarty, Inc. Until next time, stay curious.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta, because we know on one flight,
Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.